Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Beautiful music right here on your favorite Christian radio station, Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. Now time for us to get into our deep dive with Pastor Carlos, speaking to us about finding comfort in the love of God. Today we're focusing on God's love as a source of strength. Now, today we want to reflect on how God's love empowers us, how his love strengthens us, right? So it's not just about warm, fuzzy feelings. No, it feels nice to be loved. No, that's not where it ends. But actually, we can actually draw power. We can draw strength from his love. His love can fuel resilience and give us courage to face any situation. So let's talk about exactly how that happens. Pastor Carlos, welcome back to the program. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us once again. Would you please pray for us as we begin?
Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we are grateful once again that you've brought us back to this platform to sit down and contemplate on your word and to look at how your love is a source of strength in our lives. We pray that you may bless us now because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. And getting right into it, straight into it, how has God's love strengthened? How has God's love strengthened you in your own personal experience in tough times?
Well, God's love has been has strengthened me in different instances in my life. In times where I felt alone, God's love has been a source of strength to me. In different times, God's love has been a strength to me, and I find this strength mainly from his word, because his word is what keeps us anchored. In the psalmist says in Psalm 46 that God is our refuge and strength. He is a present help in time of need. This is how his love strengthened me. He has strengthened me in difficult times. I always run back to the word. You know, when in times when my answers delay, you know, when I want certain things from the Lord and those things, they seem to delay, his love continues to sustain me. The thought that he loves me, it sustains me and it keeps me. You know, the thought that, you know, like we looked at the previous days, that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. You know, in times where I feel abandoned, his love continues to lift me up and to sustain me, that there is nothing, neither life nor death, no principalities, no powers. There is nothing at all that can separate us or that can separate me from the love of God. So this continues to be a source of reassurance to me in the difficult uncertainties that life presents to me. So there are different things that I can mention, but just to say a few, when I feel alone, in difficult moments in my life, I run to the word of God. In times when answers seem to delay, you know, and many of us are led to believe that, you know, when we don't get what we want, that God has abandoned us, you know, that God, that we have, sometimes we tend to introspect our own lives, you know, thinking that we have done something wrong, you know, but at times it's not that we've done something wrong. What we need to look to is the fact that he loves us, and his love is supposed to be a source of strength for us, even in tough times.
Tell me something, Pastor. I often wonder, when we open the Word of God, when we open our Bibles, should we be opening the Bible to look for something that speaks to my specific situation? Like you're talking about when you're going through tough times, when you're feeling alone, when you're feeling discouraged, you find strength in God's Word. Do we go into the Word looking for strength for times when I'm feeling alone, or is it just a natural result of just studying the word? Does whatever it is the Holy Spirit has led you to, just stick to that, study that, and follow the Holy Spirit's leading? Or should I open, you know, maybe I'm on Google saying, show me Bible verses about when I'm feeling lonely or things like that. I always wonder what our Bible study is supposed to look like. Should it be reflective of what I'm going through in the moment, or should it just be whatever has been planned, that this is what I'm studying today, or this I'm studying the book of Ezekiel, and that's it, regardless of whether it applies to me in my present moment or not?
Okay, so I will answer this one from the way I do it, from a personal point of view. we ought to study the Bible as it is. And due to what we have looked at, what we've been meditating on, this is what comes to help us in different times of need. The Holy Spirit will bring into us the different verses which we've been looking at, you know. It will lead us, you know, because we have studied portions of Scripture, and we have memorized certain portions of Scripture. And so when we are going through something, the Holy Spirit is going to remind us of what has already been written in His Word. So for me, I approach it not I don't go searching for verses that will encourage me, but because of my devotional life, the Holy Spirit will lead me. So my encouragement to somebody out there is not to go deep looking. Of course, that's another approach, but I would see that more like a secondary approach.
Yeah.
The main thing which we need to do is to have a solid devotional life. And when we do that, we will have enough in our reserve, you know, such that when we feel down, when we feel low, the Holy Spirit will use what we have to encourage us, you know, because it becomes a problem when we only tend to Scripture when we are in problems and we want to see a verse perhaps which we've never seen before in our lives, you know. But what I'm suggesting to you is what I'm suggesting here is something different altogether. It's where you are already having encounters with the Word of God, you know, and all that is needed is for God to remind you of what you've already studied, and that becomes a source of strength to you. So you are not going to be seeing verses for the first time. The Bible actually says this, and then it becomes a source of strength. You know, it's something that you have been reading, and you've seen it before. You're just reminded to say, "Oh, I forgot about this. There was this.
I like that. And the thing is, when the Holy Spirit is leading you, He's leading you with the knowledge of what is coming up in your life. He already knows the challenges that you're about to face. So, like you're saying, planting seeds in your mind that will then become the fruit that you're looking for at the time that you need. When you need the encouragement, it's already in there. It had been planted already beforehand, so that you don't have to looking for the encouragement in the moment. That's beautiful. And in what areas would you say we tend to need God's strength each and every day?
Well, there are many areas in our lives where we need God's strength, especially now that we are living in the last days. Personally, I need God's strength to remain faithful. You know, life presents us with a lot of situations, and even today we are facing all sorts of things that may challenge us, that may challenge our faithfulness to different areas. You know, that we need to be faithful. Others are married, and there's all sorts of temptations out there. Others are in relationships. Others are others are doing business, are entrusted with so many things, and people are coming to them with bribes. And, you know, there's just all sorts of things. So we need God's strength, because, you know, these things don't come naturally. Mm. You know, we need God's strength even to remain patient, you know, because sometimes we are tempted to rush into certain things, you know.
Yeah.
There's somebody proposing to you, and you're not yet sure, you know, but you know, we need God's strength, you know, to remain faithful and to remain spiritually focused, because, you know, there are all sorts of pressures in life that drain us, you know, but we need to look to God as a source of strength. We need to look to God's promises to revive us. Even the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40 that He gives power to the weak, and to those who wait upon him, He renews their strength. We need God's strength, you know, in these different areas of our lives. There are so many we can mention, but just to mention a few. These are
beautiful. And how do we draw closer to God's love for the purpose of renewing our energy? You know, I often think about the verse in Isaiah that talks about how those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength and all of that. And in the moments where I'm exhausted and I just feel like, oh, Lord, I need that strength, how do we actually draw closer to His love? How do we experience that renewal of our strength and our energy?
Well, the formula has been the same and will always still be the same. Mm-hmm. When we feel drained by the pressures of life, and we feel like, you know, we are slipping away, and we feel like we are not enough for the present pressures or the present challenges, we draw closer to God through prayer, through constant prayer and meditation meditating on His word and trusting in His promises. You know, despite the way you may be feeling, His word is supposed to be a source of comfort to us. You know, it's supposed to be something that draws us back to God, because, you know, when we are in these different circumstances, when pressure pushes us, you know, we tend to draw away or to drift away from God's promises. You know, you feel like, oh, this thing is delaying. Mm. You know, we tend to begin to seek out other means, like Abraham and Sarah, who their promise delays, and they tend to go for alternative means to have children. You know, but what we constantly read the word of God. Mm. You know, when, you know, because when we read and when we pray, it becomes a source of a renewed energy in us. When we look at the past experiences of God with His people, it becomes a source of strength to us. So my encouragement to somebody out there who may be feeling like they have been drained by the problems that life brings to them is, you need to read the Word of God. Mm-hmm. You need to have a strong devotional and prayer life, and you need to keep trusting in the promises of God. By doing this, you will draw closer and closer to God. By spending more time in His presence, you will renew both your spiritual and your emotional strength. He will give strength to your weakness.
Yeah.
He will supply your need, whether it be emotional, whether it be spiritual, whether it be physical. Sometimes life may drain us to the extent that we feel even spiritually drained. You know, we feel like we are running out. But God's word and prayer can be a source to both our spiritual and physical drain.
Amen. Amen. And what are some biblical stories maybe that we can share that demonstrate God's love giving strength to His people?
Well, there are many stories in the Bible. In fact, the Bible is full of these kind of stories. I'm reminded of the story of David, who the Bible says that David strengthened himself in the Lord. You know, God gives strength to him at the point of his weakness. You know, at a point where he felt discouraged because of what was going on in his life. There are many instances where the Lord becomes a source of strength to somebody who is weak. You know, you look at when David goes against Goliath, he is not relying on his strength. He says to Goliath, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the living God of hosts. When you compare, when you make a contrast between the strength of Goliath and the strength of David, it's a very discouraging situation. Mm-hmm. But his strength is not in what he has. His strength is in the Lord. There are stories that we can look to, like the story of Caleb in Joshua chapter 14, who says to Joshua, give me this mountain. Mm. Caleb is 45 years old. He's an old man, but he wants to conquer a mountain with giants. Mm. And the Bible says that he conquered that mountain. But the reason why he conquered is not that he has the skill or he has the military tactics. He is not looking to what he has. He is remembering that the Lord said to them that they will subdue the land, they will conquer the land. For him, we could say that it will be done. Mm. So these are some of the things that can be sources of strength to the believers, the story of David and Goliath, and the story of Caleb in Joshua chapter 14, conquering the mountain of Hebron, when he says, "Give me this mountain."
Beautiful, beautiful. And then what would be my role as an individual and each and every person who's listening right now? Like, how can we be a source of comfort and strength to others through God's love? How do we emulate that and exemplify that renewal of strength through God's love for the people around us?
Well, it is our duty. In fact, it is our God-given duty to emulate this love, or to spread this love to others. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians that we are to comfort those who are in tribulation, just as God has also comforted us. So we comfort one another in through prayer, praying for one another, through encouraging one another, and through sharing our personal testimonies of how God has led us through different hardships. Perhaps you know somebody who is facing something that you have faced in your life.
Yeah.
You can comfort them by sharing to them how God saw you through. You know, perhaps you know somebody who is facing depression, and you've been in depression, and you know, you can speak to them of how you've been where they are, and where they are is not a final destination. They can pull through, and by doing this, we become a source of comfort to others, that indeed, in whatever situations, whatever circumstances that people may be in, God still loves them. We emulate the teachings of the Bible. You know, when we do this, like what the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, where it reminds us that we are to bear one another's burden. And
Amen.
The Bible, in fact, says, as we do this, we fulfill the law of Christ, to love one another as we have, as he has loved us.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much once again, Pastor. Always appreciate your time. And we'll catch up again tomorrow, same time, same place.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.